I mean, good so far. We were doing a great job of being one of the least sacked teams in the league. That was something that was really important to me. Something really, funny I say it, but something my brother always taught me that was important, obviously, because of what he went through, making sure our protection plan was sound and all those things. And Ole and Flip, that's the number one thing we talk about every week, is protection plan. And so, I think a lot of it has to do with being a rookie. Obviously, we talk about that all the time in our room also. Some teams maybe don't pressure, but we expect it, just because I am a rookie. They're just trying to throw looks at you and just trying to get pressure on you and all those things. And so far it's been good, though.
You'd be good to answer this one. We're growing up where you did, it being a kind of a Raider territory, just explain to us maybe your take on this 49er Raider rivalry now that you're in the middle of it.
Yeah, like you said, growing up where I did, either you're a Raider fan or a Niner fan. And, I hope to think that Bakersfield and Fresno are turning more silver and black than anything. But, it's definitely something that's important to the fans. Obviously, I know that. It's very important to them. And, they always get amped up for it every time that these two teams kick it off. And so I know the importance of it to our fans. And but to us, it's so important to remember, hey, we have to execute. This is a game. It's going to be another NFL game, and that's what our mindset is. That's how we have to take it.
With the Niners recently owning this series, how can this game really, how can the Raiders gain respect from this game if they do win? I mean, do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. This is my first year here, so I'm not saying it in a funny way. I wasn't here to be a part of it, and so I don't know how the each side looks at it. I know. In my days when I played Boise State, they would beat us forever. I knew that feeling, and I knew a part of it until we finally could beat them. For me, this being my first time at it, I'm literally taking it, hey, this is another game for me. It's another opportunity to go out there against a really good defense, really good football team, and compete against them. But, again, knowing, how important it is to the fans and all that, but at the same time, keeping focused on it.
Fans have come up to a lot of us and me and said, if we just beat the Niners,
yeah,
I'll be excited about this season.
Yeah.
Do you feel that it could rectify just what has happened so far this
year? I've had people tell me the same thing. I have. And, you just take it for what it is. Obviously we go out there and we want to win every game we play, I promise. We do. We're going out there. We're working our tails off. I know I am. Going out here working as hard as I can to bring wins, to see people smile. That's my favorite thing. I've told y'all that before. I don't play it for myself. I play this thing for others. I play it for my faith, number one, and then to see other people, the joy that this game could bring to people. So if we can go out there and win this one, it'd be a fun one to see our fans go crazy.
Coach Sperano said that Latavius Murray had been cleared to play, and that generally there was a curiosity around him because we've seen him in some flashes, 8 carries, some big plays. Are you at all curious what can this guy do over the course of maybe a longer stretch?
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, what he's done already. I know it's only a couple of carries here, a couple of catches here, but you can't take it away from him. The guy went out and did it, you got to be excited for him for that. And he's done a great job of staying the course and, staying positive. Obviously, like we talked about before, he was, the third string guy. He dealt with this injury now. He's going through a little adversity on top of what our team's going through. So to see him just stay positive and keep working through it has been awesome to see, because it says a lot about him and his character to go through this time and still have the right mindset. But I will be excited to see, obviously what he can do, obviously with more touches. Hopefully it's more, 90-yard runs.
Right. There's a fine line between a quarterback that hangs in the pocket, waits for something to clear, completes it, knowing he's probably going to take a shot, and maybe using some discretion and just getting rid of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have got 27 passes now are complete on third down, but short of the first down stake. And we've talked about that a little bit before. And
yes.
You're just going to run the offense and hit the guys that are open.
Yes.
Do you give that stat much credence, much thought? How do I get more balls past the stake?
I don't, especially with this last week. Last week was different,
yeah,
with the way that they were playing and certain things. But before that, I'm literally, it's hard enough to complete a pass, so it's, when you can't really pass on the open guys in this league, you know, obviously I'm learning how to manipulate coverages with my eyes or my drop or my shoulders and those things to push the ball down the field. And we did, you know, some things in this last game where Flip was teaching me these things, and we went out and did it a couple of times. You know, and I got to see, oh, I can really, you know, do these things. And so I'm learning. But at the same time, you know, just the way, you know, I'm going to run, like I said, I'm going to run the play to the best of my ability. If number one's there, I'm going to give it to him, and, you know, hopefully we can, you know, get the first down that way.
So you think teams are able to, in some sense, and if you're the fifth most pressured guy, that they're basically trying to manipulate you into throwing that ball short?
Absolutely, because, yeah, you know, there's, you know, we're taught also, you know, when, you know, when those things are happening, you know, versus certain blitzes, and depends on what protection you're in. You know, there's a time clock in your head. Okay, you know what pressure's coming. You know what the coverage. You got to get the ball out. You know, you got to get it out because there's one on ones. It's tough. Those are tough blocks, and so. You know, that's the way that, you know, obviously quarterbacks are trained and taught, but there's a fine line, like you said. There is a fine line. Finding it, you know, you do it one way, you do it the other way. It's bad either way, you know. You got to find the right line to where it works for us. And so far, you know, we're getting completions, but obviously we want more first downs. So hopefully, you know, tomorrow's a big day for us on third downs, and we'll have a good day at practice on doing it.
So, like, for instance, the touchdown pass against the Chiefs when Jones made that double move.
Yes.
That was like play that you hung with and waited till a guy cleared, right?
Yeah, and it was based on coverage too.
Yeah.
You know, they had no help in the middle. They were playing their zero flats deal, you know, where there was no help in there. So the guy knew he was going to jump a short route. And so that's why we were able to throw that certain route. So if they had a safety in the middle of the field, you know,
couldn't have done it.
Yeah, I'd have been getting called other names besides. Yeah.
Did you know what? Do you have any familiarity with Kaepernick at all?
Yeah, so obviously. Never really hung out with him or anything like that, but obviously our teams played, and, you know, I watched him, you know, run up and down the field, you know, all the time with his 4-2, it seems like, you know. You know, but I definitely watched him play. Definitely, you know, our teams definitely met a couple of times.
That was college, I assume?
Yes, in college, yeah.
That linebacker core, despite the fact that they've lost some guys due to injury,
yeah,
still pretty explosive off the edges. Is this kind of a – talk about the challenge, I guess, of facing this 3-4 front with pass rushers all over the place.
Oh, absolutely. And I feel like, man, I feel like that's something that comes up every week.
Yeah.
You know, if we play the Seahawks, you know, with all their rushers, you know, Denver with their rushers, Kansas City, you know, I can go on to, obviously, Houston. You know, you can go on and on about all these teams with great rushers, and this is another one. And so, obviously, it presents the challenges that are there. You know, they're obviously talented. You know, it's easy to see that when you turn the film on and they're running right through people and around them and all those things. So you got to be able to schematically do some things. And also you got to trust that we can win, you know, our one-on-ones as well. You know, that's what it comes down to in this league, I've learned. You know, you got to be able to, you know, each man's got to win. And hopefully we can do that on a consistent basis. But we know the challenge it's going to be, especially against these guys.